Welcome to Dialogue Dork, tonight with Irv Katz.
All right. You did the intro. We're live from my basement. It's been a bit of a hiatus, but thank you very much for coming, you guys. I know that...
How long has it been?
We haven't done a show. We missed 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row?
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
We try not to miss more than 1 week.
Yeah.
I blame Drew.
Tizzle.
Something. You blame Drew?
Fine. I blame Drew.
Great. Drew, it's your fault. Anyway, we are here tonight with... Dewey the answer man, Drew Ivan. How are you?
I'm a little tired.
Are you feeling a bit taxed?
Yes.
Okay. And we are also here with Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
I am feeling so taxed.
Yeah, I am really try having a child.
I am taxed to hell.
I don't think it's that big of a tax deduction.
No, it's
maybe
pathetic.
A grand or something.
Maybe if you have six kids you get a tax deduction.
Maybe if you have several dependents, you
well,
see some
you
significant tax.
Well, but by having them at the end of the year, right?
We get the whole year.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, if you have them, as long whatever calendar year the kid is born in, you get the whole, claim them for the entire year as a defendant. Or defendant.
Defendant.
Dependent.
So
I'm worried about Frankie.
You're not seeing bars in his future already, are you?
Grown up in this neighborhood. Just kidding. What do we have tonight? We have a bare metal question of the week.
We do.
From your friend and mine, Tim Versel.
Versel.
We have a free software of the week.
Do we?
Don't we?
Sure.
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, great. We got some of that. We've got some Tales from the Dork Side, Pieces of Flair. I've got a YouTube clip, Shane's YouTube clip of the week.
Anything from the Soiree Girls?
I haven't heard anything from them in a little while. They're out getting lucky with some other talk show host.
Damn Rover in his morning glory.
Oh, my God. Please say it ain't so. Okay. Anyway, so where do you want to get started? I mean, there's all kinds of interesting things happening in the, technology / dork / nerd / geek world.
There is?
I don't know. Is there?
Well, I haven't seen anything really.
Have you seen the lines out of the fucking door? And all the computer stores and Best Buys and everything for Vista. Have you seen those lines?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
That is a great commercial. That should be a Mac commercial.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, man. I mean, I was talking to somebody about this crap, and we basically both agreed that, if there was ever a chance for Apple and Red Hat and others to gain some nice market share. I think this will be the year.
Well, did you see all the hubbub about Dell offering Linux pre-installed?
Well, I think it was a lot of customers were clamoring for that.
And
I think a French prefecture or whatever, or city or something, made the move to...
French inspector? name of Clouseau?
No, I don't know about Inspector Clouseau. But I do know that some French government body made the move to Ubuntu or something.
I have a question.
Or maybe is it Fubuntu in France?
Lubuntu.
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 Maybe Matt or maybe Irv will know this,
okay.
But I don't.
Okay.
You're allowed to buy Vista, right, and then downgrade to Windows XP?
Correct.
Is that true?
I presume. Well, they've always that's always been the case, I think, for Microsoft licensing, is that any equivalent
they did
previous
that for SQL
product.
Server 2005.
Yeah, any equivalent previous product you can install instead.
So is that going to inflate their Vista sales numbers of all these people who the only way they can get XP is to buy Vista and then downgrade?
Yes.
When you downgrade, how do you downgrade?
I think you just install it from existing media.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Most of the major bundlers, Dell, Gateway, all those people, they won't give you the previous media. So, unless you've got somebody who has the install media and then just use your serial key.
Right.
Your serial key will work?
You have.
Apparently.
You're going to have to.
If you can do that. I mean, if you can downgrade from Vista to XP, you must.
I don't know, though, if your Vista serial key will work. I mean, XP's serial key analyzer, or whatever, that says, okay, this key is legit, this key isn't. Well, how would it know?
If that doesn't work, then how do you buy Vista and downgrade?
Well, MicroSafe doesn't
MicroSafe? I doubt it.
MicroBlurb doesn't want you to do that.
Well, of course they don't want you to.
I've done a little work, doing a little support work for Vista already.
Hit the gray market and just pick up the XP stuff.
I really don't.
I mean, quite frankly,
I don't really like it. I don't like Vista, really. Although I've been reading more and more things about how to disable all the annoying shit, like the way that the screen goes dark and makes you, you know, say I'm an administrator to do, you know, to do anything. Mm. There's ways to like turn all that off through like local policy or group policy, but
you're coming to a sad realization. Accept or cancel. Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, and that's what it's like, kind of. Yeah. Sort of.
I don't know. Lately, for me, my biggest gripe is that they're, you know, you have to get Vista in order to get DirectX 10.
Mm. And DirectX 10 doesn't work in Windows XP.
They will not release it for XP.
Here's the thing.
Well, at least that's what they're saying now. Maybe they will.
Here's the thing about Windows XP. Also, I mean, eventually it's got to go away because because of the 32-bit address space.
Well, I mean, 64-bit.
Yeah, but nobody really built any drivers for it or anything. It's like really not really viable. I mean, you can't hardly nothing really works in it. And I couldn't even install it. I had a copy of it. I couldn't friggin' install it.
Vista or a 64-bit XP?
Windows XP 64-bit. I couldn't get my RAID controller drivers to work, even though they were said built for, you know, 64-bit. And I couldn't get them to work. No chance. No, I ain't no how. I couldn't do it. And I'm like, this is nuts. This sucks.
Maybe you should call that Dial Dork Show. They know a lot.
You know, quite frankly, I mean,
they don't know shit.
When what was it? Windows 95, and then going to Windows 98 were valid upgrades.
Yeah.
Going to 98 Second Edition was.
Well, that added a lot of like USB support.
It added a lot
of
USB support, but otherwise you didn't need it. And at that point in time, the USB market wasn't that huge.
No.
But Millennium,
worst ever.
Skip.
No, the upgrade from the whole. Upgrade from 95, 98, ME, and NT to Windows 2000 was
solid.
Essential.
Yes.
Was good.
Agreed.
We all enjoyed Windows 2000.
But bad for gamers. Because initial 2000 support for video hardware was not great. Gamers.
Lamers?
Lamers. Lamer gamers.
So Windows XP, though, if you ask me, is a really fantastic operating system. It really...
Let's not use the word fantastic.
I'm going to say fantastic. I mean, look, when did it come out?
I don't know.
Sometime after 2000?
2003.
Was it 2003? I thought it might have been earlier than that.
Yeah, because when it released the same time that Server 2003 was. Yeah.
What?
Let's say 2003.
No.
No. Was it before Server 2003?
Yes.
It's only. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, because if it's only been 4 years, that seems a little too... soon to
yes, I think scrap. Windows XP came out in 02.
02?
03 is ridiculous. You maybe came out in 02.
Google the Wikipedia.
I'm going to the Wikipedia forthwith, post haste.
In the meantime, we'll create a diversion.
In the meantime, speaking of Wikipedia, I had reason to go there to look up Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
They're very good.
And I was very disappointed with
Windows
the Wikipedia.
Windows XP was first released October 25, 2001.
2001.
So Windows 2000 was only out for a year?
Well, Windows 2000 probably came out in 99.
Oh, well, I guess you could look that
released,
up, too. Why don't you look that up,
No, it was released February 17th, 2000. So 18 months.
Barely.
Yeah.
Huh. That's probably Microsoft's shortest ever.
Well, Windows 2000 was pretty sweet. It was pretty daunting, actually, from a service standpoint. For me, at that time, I was a big-time rookie at doing computer support. And Windows 2000 freaked me the fuck out, dude. I could not make heads or tails of things. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I, you know, Active Directory, I don't know what that is, you know, and all this. Oh, man, it was tough. It was tough. But by the time XP came out, I was a little bit better.
Were you an E-stud?
No, I've never.
Irv is still an E-stud.
E-stud?
Yeah, he's not quite an I-stud, but he's working on it.
The E-stud band? All right, so you were saying
anyway,
about
so,
Deep Thoughts?
So about Deep Thoughts, yeah. I was disappointed in the Wikipedia entry, and I thought about changing it, but I don't know that much about it, and it would have taken a lot of research to go out and find it. The only thing that was disappointing about it was there weren't a bunch of his, you know, little one-liners just listed right there.
Well, here's a couple.
But there were links. Yeah, there's only
if
two.
If trees could scream, would we be so cavalier about cutting them down? Well, we might if they screamed all the time for no good reason. And also, the crows seem to be calling his name, thought Caw.
The face of a child can say it all, especially the mouth part of the face.
It takes great. A big man to laugh at himself, and it takes an even bigger man to laugh at that man. And my personal favorite is, like, Dad always said laughter was the best medicine. I guess that's why so many of us died of tuberculosis. All right, hold on one sec. You guys talk. I'll be right back.
Hey, but that's the thing. I mean, people remember these one-liners, yeah. And looking at the Wikipedia page, I'm like, oh, shit, there should be, like, 10 of them on there. Sure. Not two.
Well, you
lame,
know.
Lame.
Find them out. There's other websites besides the Wikipedia. I don't know if you knew this, but there's a whole web out there that has, if you just Googled it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't scare me like that. There's other web pages?
Sure. It's true.
Oh, I'm scared. That's too much information for me.
You could use Google to locate a list of probably all the deep thoughts.
Isn't Google the devil?
Is it?
I don't know.
It must be because it's awfully darn good.
Who said that? Anything that's good for you is from the devil.
I don't know, but I mean,
that's a great quote.
Maybe Jack Handy said it.
Doubtful.
Yeah, that's the problem is if you're at the Wikipedia, it's because you don't know something. So the argument, if you don't like what's there, just fix it, doesn't really hold up because you're there because you can't fix it yourself. Oh, well, here comes Irv.
Yeah, because we don't have all the... We're not authoritative sources, which I guess Wikipedia may start requiring for official entries. Mm. Oh, you're kidding me. You've actually got a Jack Handy... Oh, no. This is a...
It's a collection
of... is an excellent, what do you call it, coffee table.
This
tome.
Has...
It looks like a bathroom book.
This has one of the funniest things
I've
ever...
None of the pages are sticky, so...
This has one of the... this has one of the funniest pieces in here I've ever read, ever. It is so hilarious. If you ever get a chance to read it, it was written by Marshall Brickman, who co-wrote, I think, Annie Hall and some other Woody Allen movies with him. And he wrote something in here called The Kentish Sleep Journal. And it's all about a man named Dr. Kentish who attempts to stay awake, I think, for like over 300 hours. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And he records his, you know, he records his thoughts in this sleep journal. As he, you know, stays as he's awake for this incredibly long time, and he has this rather simple assistant named Buckholz, and he kind of chronicles the stuff that Buckholz does too, and it is so fucking hilarious. I mean, it's so funny. I should probably read a little bit of it, but
let's give the title of the book because I'm sure people are probably going to be interested in these essential authors.
Really, we should just provide the ISBN number. And that's really all you need.
Right, we could do that. Yeah.
You could Google it on Wikipedia.
Or Zoobel.
Just Google an ISBN number. So let's see, 006.
096.
551. 551.
7.
7.
You know, if somebody were doing the notes, which I just realized you don't have your laptop. Why are you not doing the notes?
I left work in a hurry, so I didn't pack up my laptop.
Well, there it is. Alibris.com. It's weird. Google didn't give a special kind of search. Anyway, it's The Big Book of New American Humor by William Novak and Moshe Waldox. And they also did a big book of Jewish humor or American Jewish humor. And it is this is a pretty special book. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there. But go ahead and read some. There's some Jack Handy.
Oh, wait a minute. There's some stuff in here. We need Dr. J, the Science Gay, for.
What are you talking about?
Well, Duck Breath's Mystery Theater says, "Ask Dr. Science."
Oh yeah, that's actually pretty. That's actually kind of funny. I think. I don't know. You want me to read it? Go ahead.
No, we should post it. Post it.
Radio
this,
theater.
This. Oh, we should do that one. Next episode when we can't get any... Wait. Quit interrupting.
Let me read.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
When we can't get as many cast members together, we'll come down here and we'll do skits.
We'll read out of books that we find in Irv's basement.
High hysterical. Awesome.
High hysterical. Very good.
Anyway, so moving on. What the hell was I saying? Oh, yeah, back to Vista and the gamer gripes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's actually pushing me towards buying an Xbox instead of upgrading to Vista so that I can play.
Oh, really?
Seriously. I mean, I haven't decided yet, but...
Interesting.
Cheaper.
Wow.
Overall.
Now, I understand that VMware has introduced some like 3D... capabilities in some of their latest virtualization servers so that perhaps you could run a virtual Vista. Do you think that would be fast enough?
No.
No, I think it takes a lot of memory. Yeah. I mean, by nature, some of the...
Try it. Let us know next week. Try it.
If you can get
Oblivion to run in a Vista virtual machine...
Well, I don't think I have a good enough graphics card to begin with.
Right. Well, and I don't think in the virtualization scheme that they can access the hardware as speedily as an OS could do natively.
Fine.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Dude.
Fine.
Seriously.
Okay, so, anyway, what the hell are we talking about? If you're going to get an Xbox, maybe.
Maybe.
Instead of getting Vista.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Microsoft wins either way.
Yeah.
Well, no, see, and that's the other thing.
They don't make any money on Xboxes.
Well, exactly. In fact, I'd be taking money from them, which would be nice. But then I thought that, well, why would I get an Xbox, really? Because I've been a Nintendo fan since, you know, the NES
came out.
Yeah,
really, the Wii is where it's at.
And they're releasing Guitar Hero for the Wii, or so the rumors say.
Have you heard about the Harry Potter game that's coming?
No.
For the Wii.
Excellent.
Where you're going to have to wear a microphone so that you properly cast spells.
Sweet!
So you
voice recognition,
exactly.
I love it.
So you have to say, you know, Oculum Reparo, whatever.
That was pretty damn good, Irv. I'm impressed.
And you have to shake your little Wii controller like it's your fucking wand.
Well, we're all used to that.
Shake your Wii controller like a Polaroid picture. And, so I guess this Harry Potter game might be off. The little kids will be in the other room screaming, Oculum Reparo! Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Vagino Moisto. Hermione gets all crazy.
Form of a teenager.
You know, honestly, moral dilemma. Would you, knowing you would then have to go to jail and be labeled a sex offender, would you bang Hermione Granger?
Not knowing that I was going to go to jail and be a sex offender, but if I could get away with it, I would.
In Harry Potter land or here in the U.S.?
Well, what's her name? What's that girl's name?
I don't know.
Google
it on the wiki.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
All right,
I think that's right.
I would really the.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's the minimum age consent for in the U.K.? It's got to be different than here. They're more open than we are.
Just take her to fucking Wyoming. It's like 14. I swear to God, it's like 14. I'm not kidding. Utah's got to be low.
Yeah, yeah.
But
anyway.
No, I'm telling you.
This is disgusting.
The SNL sketch when Lindsay Lohan hosted for the first time and had her just rocking tits all over the show. And she did a thing where, you know, it's after the summer and they come back to Hogwarts and Hermione sprouted these massive gazongas. And they're just, you know, they can't fucking concentrate, you know. Or, she, you know, Seth Meyers is playing Ron Weasley and Rachel Dratch is playing Harry. And and she's, like, trying to cast some spell where she's, like, holding her hands over her head and her fucking
like
chest is heaving out.
These things are getting in my way.
Her chest is heaving out and she's like, the magic isn't happening. And, you know, Weasley's like, oh, yeah, yes, it is. And then the older brothers, Weasley's like older brothers come in or whatever.
George and
whatever. Or just, you know, two older kids come in and they're like, oh, Hermione, come here. You know, why don't you come back, you know, come back to our room. We've got some butter beer and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I can't. I have to study or whatever. And they're like, okay, well, then I guess we're going to go beat a couple of blodgers.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're going to have a game of Quidditch. She's like, no.
No.
Like that. And then finally, I think Professor Snape, Will Forte as Professor Snape comes in. And he's so flustered by Hermione. And he like tells her to call him Severus. He's like, no, wait, call me Professor. No, wait. He gets so mad that he just takes away 50 points from Gryffindor for everyone and storms out of the room. It was a really good sketch, I thought.
Probably really funny if you're into Harry Potter.
Well, that...
Well, if you read, Drew...
The thing is about that sketch is that
reader.
It was... The sketch was funny, but it paled in comparison to one of the funniest sketches of all time.
Bass-O-Matic?
No, on that show.
Oh, on that show.
Was the very first sketch of Debbie Downer.
Oh.
That was the same show?
Same show.
Damn, that was a good night.
That was an awesome show. And they go to Walt Disney World. Like Debbie Downer and like all these like friends all go to Walt Disney World. Like, I can't believe we pulled it off. This was like a family reunion. The whole family made it to Disney. I can't believe. They're all at breakfast talking about what they're going to do next. And of course, Debbie's, you know, constantly saying, theme parks are major terrorist targets, you know, and all this crazy shit. And she gets everyone so, you know, no one had ever seen that character before. And it was so funny, the stuff. And they lost it. Lost it, and they were all laughing hysterically. And like Horatio Sands had to wipe his eyes with his shirt. And at one point, he picked up his Mickey waffles and just dabbed his eyes with his Mickey waffles that he had on his plate and shit. And everyone was laughing. And she tries to every time she would say her thing, and then it would go wah wah and zoom in on her, and she'd be like. And then, like, her face of it was about to explode, and she would bust out laughing with the camera right on her.
$10 says there's a bunch of Debbie Downer YouTube clips.
Well, I think I actually, maybe we could watch it. I think I actually have it on my laptop here, but.
No, well, let's not do that.
I mean, not now.
I was just trying
now.
To segue into the
not
whole
right
YouTube
now.
Thing, because,
no.
You know, we can do that now.
Oh, no, I have the Harry Potter one.
Oh, nice.
I don't have the other one.
Man, if I could get Keeley to play Hermione, oh, my God, that'd just be hot.
Keeley, her sex tape was weird.
I didn't watch it.
Ugh.
I'm keeping that vision pure.
Yeah, her sex tape was weird. It was a lot of man ass in it. Hmm. A lot of the camera behind the guy who's like, you know, performing oral sex, and it's like,
what the hell?
I don't want to
see that. Yeah.
But she gives a really nice blowjob. I think.
Speaking of which,
SanDisk is offering a 32 gig solid state drive.
Yeah, but did you see that Intel is joining the solid state arena?
Oh.
They're saying it's going to drive prices down yet again, which should make everything and everybody happy.
I there's been a rash of hard drive crashes.
You can get that fixed, you know.
Hard drive crashes?
Yeah, like I've had clients are just losing hard drives left and right. It's crazy. There's something going on.
It's
something.
The time zone.
Speaking of which, that made my fucking last week was hell.
Hell?
Going from client to client, patching, you know, for daylight savings time and just all this stuff.
When did that patch come out, by the way?
Well,
like weeks ago,
that's
dude.
The thing.
Why
a
wasn't
patch,
it like a year ago?
A patch came out. See, here's the thing. A patch came out months ago, okay?
Yeah.
But then they issued a new patch in like January or February.
Okay.
And so I didn't do anything with the old patch. I'm like, I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole. I want to see when people start to implement. The worst I had to do was patching an Exchange server and also patching a BlackBerry environment that was running on that. That was horrible. I had to push everything onto all these BlackBerries. I had to do all this stuff where, you know,
we had to do
updating all these calendar entries and oh my God.
This was
dude.
A bitch.
Absolutely horrible.
Why did they take so long to get the patch out? Were they still trying to decide what day to change daylight savings time? Or,
well, okay, somebody's going to have to clarify this for me anyway, because I was chatting with I worked till all hours last night, but I was chatting with a friend of mine in Arizona.
Yes.
So who in the United States adopted these new daylight savings times rules? Arizona doesn't observe daylight savings time, is that right?
Right.
But they never did. So is part of Indiana not observing daylight savings time either? So
they never did.
That Indianapolis stays on Eastern time. And so when Eastern time goes to daylight savings, Indianapolis does. I could be wrong, but I think Indianapolis is an hour ahead of the rest of Indiana because they're on.
So now Indiana's 2 hours behind us.
Because
Arizona's now 3 hours behind us instead of two.
Right, because they don't observe.
Because they don't observe. But if some of Indiana doesn't either, then
but
now they're 2 hours.
But I think all of Indiana observes daylight savings time. It's just that Indianapolis is in the Eastern time zone instead of the Central time zone, I think.
Jesus.
I think.
What genius decided to do this
just
shit anyway?
Go into your house, shut the door, and don't come out.
Never come out.
Till November.
What if there's an earthquake?
Run, Simba, run.
Go to the basement. If you don't have a basement... dig a basement.
So I have to dig a basement.
If you can't,
or
dig
I have to patch my computer.
what does it say? Like something.
Use your computer to dig your basement.
There's something from Fireside Theater where he says if you encounter an alien, avoid eye contact. If there are no eyes, avoid all contact. Something like that. That's a really hilarious sketch too, but I really didn't do it justice. I'm afraid.
But wait, but why did this patch take so long to come out? I think they decided that they were changing daily savings time like 2 years ago.
What? Well, look, Vista and, you know, OS 10.4.6 or whatever, they're all ready to go.
Yeah.
Some newer BlackBerries are ready to go. But some older ones and Windows XP needed to be patched. Even worse, Windows 95, 98, and 2000. I have a lot of clients who still have Windows 2000 machines running.
Mm-hmm.
You had to use a time zone editor to put new rules in there. So I'm just going around from each machine. I mean, you could have pushed it out in like a registry, you know, thing, a script or whatever.
So nobody knows why it took Microsoft so long to type some rules, some March 11s in a text file or something.
Well, it was more complicated than that because all the time zone rules are stored in the registry in this really bizarre like notation.
That seems like a dumb decision.
And it's like a really long thing. It's kind of crazy. So it's just...
Somebody was actually commenting online about whether or not this, you know, time zone change will, you know, allow us to be more productive or not. And their point was that given all this confusion and the work that companies and cities and such had to do to adjust to it, negates any benefit.
It was actually, I was talking to one of my clients, and he's like, who's responsible for this? Scientists? The president? I mean, who's responsible? And I said, you know
it's
what?
It's Bush's fault.
I said, if the way things look from my end of things, it was probably like, you know, the big five consulting companies.
Mm. Now there's a conspiracy theory.
Because, I mean,
we need some work. Let's change time zones.
I made a bunch of fucking money. I mean, it was really hard work, and I'm exhausted, but I made some good money.
Congratulations. We're happy for you.
Oh, and thank you very much for your work.
Oh, you're welcome.
We made some money on that, too.
Exactly.
So as soon as that rolls in, I'll be cutting you another
check. I love it.
Checkaroo, which you can then plow into your Fakta house.
I'm the only other member of our erstwhile company that's making any money.
Well, Russ did.
Oh, he did?
Russ did in 2005.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God!
He made like $70.
Pussy. Yeah.
He had a chance to make
like a few thousand.
Few thousand last year, and he blew it.
Oh well, whatever.
And you had a chance, and I think I don't know. You probably came off as too good.
I guess
I don't know what the hell happened because what they did is not
is crap. Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to confront him on that. And be like, dude.
All right, let's go back to YouTube because there's two things there. One, we should do.
Did you see the link that I sent you? The YouTube link? Did you guys follow that?
What was it again?
I said it was from. I stole it out of Dr. J's poker.
Oh yeah, that was
hysterical.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, that was.
Let me go find that. Let me go find that
for you. About again.
It was the King Arthur versus the Black Knight scene, but they dubbed the Black Knight with Darth Vader.
It was pretty funny.
And edited the swords so they looked like lightsabers, which I thought was very well done.
And a lot of excellent sound effects.
Yeah.
Yes, we know what the fuck they sound like, dickhead.
Anyway, so while you're looking up YouTube stuff.
Yes.
I can't do, I don't think I can do Lance Beater. I don't remember.
Lance Beater?
I don't know. Sand people?
Wookie.
They sound very similar, actually.
You do now that you mentioned
it. Anyway. Fucked. Hey, actually.
No, hold on a second. I'm trying to make a goddamn point.
Did you ever see when Kevin Spacey hosted Saturday Night Live? And
no.
They did screen tests for Saturday Night Live. Or screen tests for Star Wars. And he did all these impressions. And he did an impression of what the hell did he do? An impression of Christopher Walken as Han Solo. It's like the Millennium Falcon. She's fast enough for you, you know. And then he did a Walter Matthau rehearsing, auditioning for Obi-Wan, and he's like, "Sand people walk in single file to hide their numbers." And then he's like, "What the hell is this picture about anyway?" And you hear the director in the back go, "Well, you see, Walter, it's about a space adventure of a blah." And then, like, he gets halfway through the description and Matthau Spacey is what goes, "Oh, Christ." And just puts his golf club on his shoulder and walks the hell out. He's like, "Forget it." It's really good. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were saying.
I'm not even going to be able to do it, but I could just see Christopher Walken doing the scene where Han Solo is in the Millennium Falcon and Luke Skywalker is manning the other gun, and Christopher Walken would go, "Don't get cocky, boy.
Don't get cocky, boy.
Yeah.
Great that. Shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Yes.
If you want to,
thank you.
If you
thank
wanna,
you, Herb.
If you want to find out Shane's YouTube clip of the week, of,
search for
Monty Python Black Knight Star Wars.
Yes, it's wonderful.
And
how do you spell that?
And ye shall find it.
You know what would be? You know what we could do with that particular YouTube? We could spoof that particular spoof by dubbing in pants. For Darth Vader.
Pants.
I find your lack of pants disturbing.
Right. I thought that was funny.
That was a riot.
Replacing, putting, inserting the word pants into a bunch of lines from Star Wars.
Judge me by my pants, do you?
Use your pants, Luke. Luke, you've switched off your targeting pants. That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, so the other thing, I'm sure most people who may or may not be listening know that Viacom launched $1 billion lawsuit against YouTube.
Yeah. Well, against Google.
Well, against Google/YouTube.
Against Google.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, but it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Well, they'll just...
Not for Google, though.
That's a money grab.
Yeah, it's a money grab. Yeah. And the only people that win in money grabs are the lawyers.
Sure.
They ought to put limits on the compensation package for lawyers for shit like that. Kind of like salary caps for sports.
That would be great. Like a cap on the percentage of, you know.
Yeah. Well, not or just a percent and then a flat cap, not to exceed whatever. I don't know if that's a good solution or not, but damn, it sounds good.
I don't know what the solution is. Maybe everyone just needs to chill.
Don't make it so easy to sue people.
It's so easy over stupid so many lawyers, shit. I think.
Yeah.
What?
What if the losing lawyer had to retire from law practice?
What if more lawyers were disbarred for the bullshit they pull?
Then they'd have to really choose their cases.
Yeah, then they might actually have to act with morals and ethics.
Yes, and pants.
And pants.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find a clip of that. I really
of what? Pants? Of the pants? It wasn't a clip.
No, of
was
the Kevin Spacey.
Oh, the SNL clip.
Yeah.
SNL's been getting some favorable reviews with this mostly female.
Really?
What?
I read something that there's a bunch of, power females on SNL now.
Power females.
Lately.
Well, look, let's put it this way. I mean, they've had, when they had Molly Shannon, Sherry O'Terry, and what the hell was her name? The other one?
I'm terrible with names.
Anna Gasteyer. Okay. They were really phenomenal.
Funny.
And then you added Rachel Dratch to the mix. But right now, I mean like Rachel, well, she's gone. But I love when Tina Fey was in there and Maya, I love Maya Rudolph.
Amy Poehler.
Maya
Rudolph, Amy.
Oh, there we go.
Tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed, if it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon. It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. She's fast enough for you, old man.
Yeah.
That sucked. I'm sorry.
I'm impressed by anybody who can impersonate Christopher Walken.
Okay,
Richard Dreyfuss is C-3PO.
Dreyfuss is C-3PO.
I'm sorry, who's in there? It's Richard Dreyfuss. Damn you. I told you I didn't want to wear the damn mask.
Okay, just do the scene, Richard. What I really need is a droid that understands the binary languages of moisture evaporators.
Evaporators? Sir, my first job was programming binary load lifters. Very similar to your evaporators in most respects.
Thank you very much.
Now, listen, I can do that better, okay?
Thanks, but we've got all...
Look, I don't need this. I was in Jaws, okay?
Okay.
All right, you...
Wait,
one more.
All right, Walter, here we go. I never heard of them hitting anything this big before.
They didn't, but we are meant to think they did. These tracks are side by side. 10 people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jawas that sold us R2 and 3PO.
Jawas? What the hell is this picture about anyway?
Well, it's a space adventure about a magical force and all the people and creatures who inhabit a distant galaxy.
I love that he puts his putter over his shoulder.
Anyway, you can find that over at iFilm. And I don't really know how you'll find that one. Let's see.
How the hell did you find it?
Kevin Spacey spoofs Star Wars. There you go.
Good job.
Just Google it. Spacey spoofs Star Wars. That was pretty good. What'd you think of that?
8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Definitely. Definitely.
So there's your clips of the week. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, no doubt. We might as well do the bare metal question now, since we seem to be moving kind of through our agenda, as it were.
Very well.
So go for it. Bring it up.
Tim Versal writes, Dorks, a friend of mine called me asking if...
No, wait. You have to read his email sounding like Christopher Walken.
Oh, boy.
I can't do that. I don't really do a good Christopher Walken.
You do it better than either of us do. Actually, I've never heard Drew try to impersonate him.
When Doug was here.
I know, but
the best ever is Kevin Pollak in The Aristocrats.
Yeah, yo, no, that's
the best Christopher Walken impression ever.
And even he loses it.
He can't keep a straight face. It's so hilarious. the stuff he's saying is so funny.
All right, anyway, so read the email.
A friend of mine called me asking if there was some way to insert a PDF into an email and have that PDF immediately open once you view that email, like, I guess, a la an embedded JPEG or something. My answer was no, for so many reasons, most of which are security-based, but I told her I'd check with you guys for sure. Basically, she has a newsletter that she wants to send out to group members once a month in a PDF format. I told her she could do it on CD, but that would cost money. The only other suggestion that I could come up with was post it to a website. Any other thoughts? Well, presumably this PDF is multiple megabytes then.
Is it so hard to send it as an attachment?
I have a client. May I just interject?
No,
real quick. I have a client who sent out their newsletter to about 2,200 recipients, and it was 6 megabytes attachment of PDF, and it was like 4 pages. All right? And they run their own Exchange server on... I believe their DSL line is 384.
Oh my!
Ouch!
So
they didn't get email.
From
all the bounces.
They called me. Not only were the bounces coming back with the attachment, but I mean, it was desperately trying to send these. I mean, you should have seen the queue had, you know, 1,000 things in it, and it was, you know, one or two like per hour. Mm-hmm. It seemed like we're getting it. And I'm like. They're like, well, we did this before. It wasn't a big deal. I'm like, I have no idea how. Maybe you did it on a Friday. And by the time you came in Monday, they had all been sent out. But this is, you can't do this. You cannot do this from inside here.
Yeah, it's just a bad idea.
You just can't. I mean, now, I suggested maybe you go open up an account at Gmail.
Oh, sure. And then.
And then do it from there. So you upload it once to Gmail.
You have to upload your 2,200 addresses somehow.
You can import a CSV.
Yeah, your
into
address
a,
book isn't so
into
hard.
A Gmail. So.
But
good tip.
But this is still
there.
This
you
is
go.
Still
and you
just
can pretty much export
solved.
Any address book to CSV.
But architecturally, this is horrible.
Well, wait. The question is, can you make it open automatically?
Can you make it like an embedded imagey thing? And I don't think you can, unless you were to save you were to save each page as a JPEG and just have them one after another.
Instead of making a PDF, make it HTML. Because many email
there you go.
That would do two things: reduce the size of the newsletter, which is a good thing.
I think Tim has a good point of posting it to a website and say, hey, here's our newsletter, click here.
Yeah,
but who will?
Well, I get two newsletters from a landlord kind of mailing list I belong to, and then my U.S. rowing membership sends out newsletters, and they just send out a short. It's a short HTML blurb with their header on it, mm-hmm. a little message with mm-hmm. like a couple bulleted highlights, and mm-hmm. then the link to the mm-hmm. PDF, mm-hmm. and the PDF mm-hmm. is hosted on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It works perfectly.
That's a brilliant idea.
They give the highlights and bullet points, so I know whether I really want to go read the story or not, and then I go pick it up if I do. I like Drew's idea better, though, because quite frankly, if you just do the newsletter as a web page, you could then make it available via RSS, and people could subscribe to it via that instead of mm-hmm. doing the mailing list thing, which is a more user-controllable experience.
In other words, I think, Tim, what we're saying to you is that you were correct.
Yes.
Bare metal. Tim was correct. Bare metal to your machine.
That's right. Bare metal your email. basically, you're correct. I don't think that PDFs are rendered that way in emails a la HTML or JPEGs or something like that. Doing the newsletter as perhaps HTML or link or, you know, linking to it that way would be probably the nicest thing to do for the readers.
And for the internet. The
and bandwidth. For the internet. But if they are insistent on using a PDF, they could go through a service like Gmail maybe to send it out, or they could, you know, as an attachment, although that might, they might not be so happy about that. Or,
well, quite frankly,
you could just link, you know, have a link to it, you know, and put maybe a blurb about what you'll find in the newsletter to encourage people to click on it. But I think you were correct. I think, Tim, you had it.
And the, I mean, the, there's two other things on that, too.
Okay.
From a purely technical standpoint, yes, it could be done. You'd have to change the security, get everybody to change the security settings on whatever email client they're using to allow the domain that it's coming from to do that action. Bad idea. Let's not even open that security hole. But the other one is just like you were saying. Some people's email clients are going to bounce a large PDF message anyway. I mean, you know, I guess most people probably have a 10 meg limit, but if
your server will bounce it.
Well, right. Yeah, the server will bounce it.
It'll say none of that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's better to practice a little bit of responsible internet usage.
Yeah.
If I may go back to a couple weeks ago, we have a response from Tim to our from our last show where we, I think we were talking about RAM.
Yes, we were. Yeah.
So, hang on one second. Let's see now. Dorks, I just listened to last week's show and I noticed that you have some questions about our RAM issues here at work, so hopefully this will clear it up. I am unsure as to why they purchased the RAM that they did for the replacements. But now, okay, let's refer back to this. This was a situation where, what does it say?
I'd rather be rich than stupid.
Well, that's, there you go. basically, God damn it. What did they do? They were having all these problems with the computers,
right?
And they bought some cheap, slower RAM, and that worked,
right?
And they went back to buy some more, and they didn't have any more, so they got the same brand but the faster RAM, and that they got all the problems all over again. We talked about possibly motherboard timings or what have you.
What have you?
And he goes, I am unsure as to why they purchased the RAM that they did. My guess is that they were affordable. All I know is that when they went to Micro Center to buy them, Micro Center didn't have the faster RAM, so they bought the slower.
Do you think it's possible they're confused about which is faster and which is slower? Because RAM is in milliseconds, right? It's like
nanoseconds. But that's not really how you it's in like cycles. Like it's like,
oh, it is.
Like frequency? RAM is, yeah, you know, it's in like you would time, like it's in its timing. RAM is
several specifications. The frequency, the speed at which it runs, the clock speed, and then the latency, which is measured in nanoseconds, and that's just simply the response time to all the bits flipping themselves over.
And saying, you know, we got 10, which is slower than 20, but really it's faster. You know what I mean? They could be confused.
I don't get it.
Isn't 10 nanoseconds like the access time?
But I don't think you when you go to buy memory, that's not what he's talking about. I think they were like, they went to go buy PC 4200 and they ended up with PC 3500 or whatever, or whatever the hell. PC, instead of getting PC 3200, they got PC 2700 and it worked. They went back to get more PC 2700 and they didn't have it, so they got more 3200 and it didn't work.
I see.
I think is where we're, I don't think the nanoseconds factored into it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically he said, what did he say? They upgraded the computers one at a time, then back to my blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So as an experiment, they put the old RAM back in my computer and took the new slower RAM from my computer and put it in the same computer they just tried the new faster RAM on, and it worked. So the new slower RAM has been tried in two different computers, and both run fine. The new faster RAM has been tried in one computer and didn't solve any of the problems. So hopefully that helps explain the situation a little better. So clearly, this whatever speed of RAM that these computers came with maybe just flat out wrong or was fucked there. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't think the problem's with the hardware.
I think he's falling victim to the classic blunders.
What, never getting involved in a land war in Asia?
Never go in with a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Exactly.
Vizini. I do not think that word means what he thinks it means. You were saying?
So, Tim, did you get involved in a land war in Asia? Is that what happened?
I found the Debbie Downer.
The Debbie Downer. Excellent. We should tell people where to get that at.
You can find it at BuzzNet.
Buzznet.com,
and I guess do a search for Debbie Downer, and you're looking for one where they're all sitting around a breakfast table. And the thing that's so great about this sketch is I think is that they never could keep a straight face in rehearsal, because if you watch carefully, you will notice that as the sketch is beginning, a couple of them are already stifling laughter, like working hard to stifle laughter, okay? And it's not working. And then as the sketch goes on, different ones break down at different times, and it's just every single person in the sketch at one time or another loses it, except the ultimate professional, Kenan Thompson,
who
never loses it, but he's kind of not in that group. He's the waiter. And so he just kind of comes in and out. Although it's hilarious, he gets him going right off the beginning, because he steps in and says, "I'll be your waiter. My name is Billiam," which is, I mean, it's a real name, Billiam, but it's just, he said, the way he says, "My name is Billiam, and I'll be your waiter," and that just kind of gets it going, and they're already really, really unstable, and then she can't keep it together, and you know, Debbie Downer can't keep it together. It's really fucking funny. So, we've got about 10 minutes or so left in the program. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to do?
Didn't we have some free software and some Flare and some shit like that?
I mentioned something I read on Slashdot earlier in the week. Yeah. There's an open source tax software out now called Tax Geek, I think.
That's correct.
Really?
Really.
But it's not, don't get too excited.
Oh.
I think it's not like the formula that TurboTax uses with the guided interview questions. I think you just get the form and you type in the fields. Is that? I didn't download it, but I looked at the website. Oh.
They basically just webified the form so that you can fill it out and stuff like that.
That's cool. But
hey, Cleveland webified a number of their PDFs for the CCA.
Well, in some cities, including the one where I live, have made e-filing available where you can just go online and fill out a form and, you know, put in your credit card information and pay your taxes and be done with it. So you don't even have to worry about, you know, mailing and bullshit like that.
I thought I got a great deal this year on tax cut. I got the combination of home and the business version, and it came with two free e-filings.
Nice. How much?
$79.
Yeah, I paid the same for TurboTax. That was their premium, which is state and federal, plus all the business stuff, so I can do my house things.
Right. But last year, it was a lot more than that. This is a competition. We're winning.
Yeah, we like that.
I don't know. I don't think it should cost you anything to file your taxes.
We're not paying. You don't have to pay anything to file your taxes.
You effectively do, because it's too complicated to sit. Would you do it if you had to sit down with a paper and work through it with a pencil?
Before 2002, I guess.
Taxes were simpler then.
Life was simple then.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We're still on Windows 2000.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never. Sorry.
Thanks for that.
That was Those Were the Days, sung to the tune of Hava Nikila by Irving Katz.
No. Fuck you, man. No way, dude. Yeah. Now you're in trouble.
Of course. Anyway, I guess we should take this moment to remind people that it's usually a good idea to go ahead and use that one free credit report you get every year.
Oh, yeah. I used mine as soon as I could.
Yeah. So just to check things out, you know, filing taxes and shit, you might as well know what your credit's doing, too.
Agreed.
Be responsible.
Yep. And change the batteries in your smoke detectors.
Oh, yeah. That's good spring cleaning shit.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that when the clocks change.
Yeah, and they just did.
And they just did.
Yep. You know what pisses me off?
Unless you're on Windows 95.
Did you check your... well, Irv, you don't really have like a VCR and stuff like that. You've just got your DVR, and I'm sure that's updated now.
I've got a VCR.
Did it automatically pick up the new time and shit like that, or did you have to go
in? I don't
in
have the clock set.
All right.
Neither do I on my VCR.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to release a firmware patch for my VCR, so I had to actually turn it off of auto clock and go put it on.
Yeah.
You know, like manual and shit like that.
My DVR did screw up all my
all of your recordings. Record. Yep. Yeah.
Is this Nancy Sinatra?
The Mary Hopkin and the Opry Gang. Not okay. The right version.
Okay, we're done.
That's not the right version.
I think we want to skip that version altogether.
What?
Any versions.
What?
Unless they're virgin versions, I don't think we want it.
What? So, is there a...
What are you doing?
That's the song I was singing. It's not fucking happening.
Why do we give him control over the over this stuff?
Nobody
He's
else
like
brought
a child.
Laptops.
Yeah, that's true. So...
Is this from a movie?
It sounds like it is, doesn't it?
Is it?
I don't think so.
It's just a tacky...
It has a klezmer sound to it, though, doesn't it?
This version does, because Hava Nagila.
It's not fucking Hava Nagila, dude! Not every Jewish song is Hava fucking Nagila.
It's Hava Nagila.
Hava Nagila... I can't even say it anymore. You rat bastards. You Nazi bastards. All right, anyway, it. So.
holy shit, we actually had a listener for like 3 seconds.
I think for 2 whole minutes we had a listener, and they're like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this shit?
I was thinking maybe we should rename the show again.
Okay.
Change the name of the show?
Yeah, you know, just to change it up. We've been around for almost 2 years now, right?
It's called Branding, asshole.
Yeah.
We've been around right? for three
What do you
want
to call
have
it?
We, is
you
want
to just
it
change
not,
it to
it
Tales from the Dork Side?
That's kind of, I mean, that's, we should, like, involve some, you know, people and our regular
no,
listeners.
No, I will decide.
How about space?
The final frontier.
Just space.
Like just space?
Rockets.
Rockets? Rockets!
Space rockets.
Yeah!
Science!
You don't like space rockets?
I like space rockets in flight.
I've got it. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I've got it.
Are you going to find out how long we've been? I think it's 3 years.
Well, do we count the radio as well as the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so how long have we been podcasting? That's just been 2 years.
Well,
all right. Here's the name of the show.
Month.
And that'll be the second. That'll be the third one. Oh, yeah.
That'll be the name of the show. Eben Gleben Globen Globen. Starring me.
Starring me.
Want to call it.
Let's call it Ich bin ein Berliner.
You know what? Do you know about that?
Yes, I know about that.
He said, "I am a jelly pastry."
Everybody
an
knows
Einberliner
about that.
Was
yes.
like an eclair.
Yeah, everybody knows about that.
It would have been, yeah. It would have been like I like if a foreign leader came to Philadelphia and said, "I am a Hogan. Philly cheesesteak."
Yeah. But of course, Americans would have been like,
"Yeah."
Well, no,
I mean,
yeah.
Basically,
Slim Jim.
Basically, everybody in Germany knew what he was trying to say. Right, if yes. he would have said, "Ich bin Berliner,"
he would have been correct.
He would have been fine. But then he yes. said, "Ein Berliner," he fucked it up a little. But it's cool.
What do you want?
I don't know. What do you want?
I want
our politicians.
I
want
to rock. Rock.
Space rockets.
I am totally addicted to Guitar Hero.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm addicted
it is
to...
incredible. It's awesome.
I'm addicted to Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
I should give you that MP3. It's awesome.
Dude, I can get that.
No, what? This is...
You're going to say you're addicted to love.
Oh, that's
well,
another
you're
good
have
one.
To
yeah, there
face
you go.
It. I'm addicted to love.
Is there a YWOW?
What the hell was that guy's name?
Robert Palmer.
Robert Palmer. That's it.
A YWOW.
Is there one?
Well, we come up with one real fast, couldn't we?
Yes, we can.
Oh, wait a minute.
www.cnn.com.
No. Hold on. This a friend of mine sent me this incredible time suck little flash-based game. I hate these things because they're like nastily addictive.
Nastily addictive.
Let's see. It was I think it was
Matt Minar's mother's.
You're not in the.
No, I'm in the.
Okay.
Hey, let's put in a I'm getting lucky. Matt Minar's mother.
Let's not.
And say I'm getting.
That's just wrong.
That's just wrong. Crap. What the hell is it called?
I'm looking for it. Hold on a second. Jeez,
Warcraft. Warcraft TD.
There, Flash Element TD.
What is that? Who are you?
Okay, here we go. This is Google for Flash Element TD.
All one word.
And go to the .co.uk website that comes up. It's novelconcepts.co.uk.
So this is a bloody YWOW.
It's a bloody YWOW. This game is...
What? It looks like Mr. Do.
Dude, check this out. Here we go. We'll just go ahead and play. So you pick these towers... And you like...
That looks like a game of Rampart.
Almost, yeah. I'll be impressed if a lot of people remember what the hell Rampart was.
It's like a game of Warlords from Atari, yeah.
And you hit the start button, and these little sheep start coming out, and your towers shoot them. And the goal is, it's kind of like Lemmings, where the...
Just to arrange the towers such that you shoot all the sheep?
So that you kill all the little buggers that are trying to make it to the exit.
Well, it looks like that one tower is doing a pretty good job.
Well, both of them are, contributing now. So then you level up, and you can place, additional towers and shit.
How many towers do you get?
You get cash for every little creature that you eliminate. Uh-huh. And you can upgrade the towers, this.
Oh, all right.
So they do more damage and have greater range and stuff, and various different creatures come out for you to slay.
Oh, so these, take more than one shot to kill?
Yeah, so they have more health.
What are these things?
If you hit the space bar, you can see their health bars. Those are wild pigs or something like that, and it's kind of like a strategy, resource management kind of thing, but it totally just sucks away your...
Life?
Your life, because you just want to, figure out how to win, and so far I can get to the last level. I just can't seem to survive the last level. It just blows.
That's pretty fun.
And their sound effects are pretty great. they're
What are these things now?
These are peasants. Small boys. They're 65 hit points.
Excellent.
Each worth a gold piece. Anyway, the guy did a really good job on this little flash game, and it's certainly worth a couple minutes of your life to have a look at. And that, and if a guy makes
you
it,
fucked up.
If he escapes, you're penalized. Just the gold that he was worth and one of your lives. But then, he comes around. And
all right.
Anyway,
we gotta wrap it up.
You can waste a lot of time with that.
Wrap it up, B.
That's pretty funny.
Good stuff. Good show, boys. Good show. I had a great time. I had a wonderful time.
I think we had a good show tonight.
I did. I do, too.
I thought it sucked.
Well, you're a curmudgeon.
2 out of 10.
Wow.
Just kidding.
What are you, Simon?
Good. Yeah. What are you even doing on the air? I can't believe you think that.
That's a pretty good impression.
Look, I have a t-shirt on.
Get out of my son. I got a black t-shirt on and everything.
What are you guys thinking?
Fuck you, Simon.
What?
He's doing the whole fucking thing. There's your impression, Matt. And you wanted an impression. There it is.
I've only seen America's Top Model once.
Oh, jeez.
What I said.
Exactly.
I was going to say, exactly. I'm just so impressed that Drew knows anything about, pop culture and, TV.
I don't.
Because he doesn't watch movies.
You know shit about shit, man.
He barely gets our like War Games and Real Genius, you know, references. And
that's when I did watch
TV
movies.
All right. Anything else to say?
Why don't you shoot the printer, will you? I want to get a printout of this.
Yes. Shoot us in order to use the Green Destiny, you must first learn to hold it in stillness.
Ah, and if you want a transcript of tonight's show, send $1 million to me. there's another fire sign theater thing where he said like where he was said like all we have to fear is me. Something like I gotta play you some stuff by them. It's really phenomenal. Okay.
Alright.
Email us at dorks@dialadork.com. That's dial-a-dork.com. You can visit our website, buy a t-shirt or anything else from Cafe Press, or get a $10 t-shirt directly from me. And join us hopefully next week or the week after. We'll do another show.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, happy St. Patrick's for all you Christy Christersons out there. Yeah. Bunch of drunks, you.
Yeah, well, you know what are you going
to
do.
Okay. Well, God love you anyway, and enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy the fine weather we're having.
Yeah.
And
cheers.
That's it. All right.
Cheers.
Take care, everybody. Thanks.
You get all those pimps together. It was live.